It's Morning Edition from NPR and WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently delisted 23 species, including birds, river mussels, and a flower from the endangered species list, deeming them extinct. Among those 23 species, two used to reside here in Illinois. To learn more about these now extinct species, we're joined by Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin. Hi there, Dana.
Hey, Brian.
I understand one of these species is a bird, a woodpecker to be exact, and the other is a freshwater mussel. Can you give us a little background on them?
Yeah, listeners may have heard of the ivory-billed woodpecker. It's one of the more well-known species that was delisted recently. The ivory-billed lived mostly in the southeast region of the U.S., but it also extended throughout the Mississippi River Basin, up through Illinois and Indiana. They're these big, beautiful birds that actually have been described as the woody woodpecker bird. They have black and white bodies and a bright red sort of crown on their heads. Here's what they used to sound like. The other species that was delisted was the tubercled blossom pearly mussel, quite a name. And to break that name down a bit, these mussels had tubercles, or like little bumps, that ran down the middle of the shell, and then they have a pearly white inside. So if you think about old buttons, like on a vintage shirt, a lot of those buttons were made out of shells from these tubercled blossom pearly mussels. In Illinois, the tubercled blossom was mostly found in the Wabash River, which is the river that divides Indiana and Illinois.
And Dana, I know you talked to a couple of specialty biologists about these now extinct species. Were they able to tell you what caused their population declines here in Illinois?
Yeah, first I should acknowledge that neither the ivory-billed woodpecker nor the tubercled blossom pearly mussel have been spotted alive here in Illinois in at least a century. The last verified sighting of an ivory-billed woodpecker was in 1944. So while it is sad to delist these species, it wasn't exactly surprising to scientists. In terms of what caused their extinctions, the short answer is that we did. If we're talking about the woodpecker, their habitat, which was old-growth bottomland forest ecosystems, has been largely destroyed for things like agriculture and lumber. And the story's not too terribly different with the tubercled blossom pearly mussel. Human-made dams played a huge role in their demise. Here's Allison Stadola, a mollusk expert with the Illinois Natural History Survey.
So freshwater mussels like to live in flowing water because they're sedentary. They don't move very much throughout their lifetime. So they kind of need the water to bring the food to them. So if the water changes from this flowing river ecosystem into a lake, they can no longer survive.
She says a general decline in water quality has also contributed to their extinction, including fertilizer runoff from farms. And with all these factors added together, freshwater mussels are actually one of the most endangered groups of organisms in the U.S.
So now that these species don't exist here anymore, what does that mean for this region and how would that affect Illinois' ecosystems?
Well, when species go extinct, it's obviously not a good sign for the overall ecosystem. Here's Jeff Hoover. He's an avian ecologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey.
When you lose what might be called an umbrella species, that species that kind of encapsulates old growth, bottomland, hardwood forests, if that thing goes away, then there's a lot of other things that were under that umbrella that are also now going to potentially be in peril.
And, you know, for the tubercled blossom pearly mussel, those are filter feeders. Allison Stadola told me when freshwater mussels go, that's seen as a warning sign to biologists that our rivers are not healthy. And while you can still find fossilized tubercled blossom shells in Illinois riverbeds, it's kind of sad to think we'll never see riverbeds how they used to look. Allison Stadola was telling me there are these descriptions from some early freshwater mussel scientists of riverbeds completely covered in these pearly mussel shells, which sounds pretty amazing. But, you know, Brian, to end on somewhat of a hopeful note, there is a lot we can do to clean up our waterways and prevent even more mussels and birds from meeting the same fate as these two species.
That's my Illinois Newsroom colleague, Dana Cronin. Dana, thanks so much.
Thank you.